Welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, your host. Today is the last episode with Pastor Thai. Hello, Thai. How are you?
I'm great, Sammy. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, it's good to have you again. And today is the last episode. I thank you so much for sharing your personal story and your current ministry. Today, I really want to hear from you about your future visions for Asian Americans. This is a very exciting part. So I want to go with the first question for you. What potentials do you see among Asian Americans for the Great Commissions?
Yeah, I think Asian Americans have great potential to do great commission work, kingdom work, particularly because of their experience as immigrants and as bicultural people. I think that inherently, Asian Americans have had to sort of learn to navigate, the culture that they currently live in, and also the culture of their parents, and that generation. And so, we may not completely be, bicultural in that sense, but having to learn to be in different settings, I think, helps us to adapt, and I think that's key for mission work, for the Great Commission. And so I think that just the experience of growing up as the children of immigrants is something that we should leverage for the Great Commission and not see that as a disadvantage. And so yeah, I think that alone brings great potential for Asian Americans to do mission work, be involved in the Great Commission.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I think there are a lot of potentials for Asian Americans for the Great Commission, and you are definitely a great example. And I know quite a number of Asian Americans, second and third generation Asian Americans, mm-hmm. are stepping up for God's glory. But in reality, there are a lot of second generations do not know their potentials, or look for something else other than working for God's glory. So my question is, what keeps the next generation from living that potentials?
Yeah, I think, from what I've seen, and I could speak, just particularly in my own ethnic community, I think the one thing that keeps us in our community from living that potential, one is the lack of health in a lot of first gen churches when it comes to mission and Great Commission work. I think a lot of times ethnic churches can become inward focused, and there's not a focus on outreach, reaching on the community, because there's more of a focus on maybe just surviving, or just being okay with the people that they have, and there's not really a push for the next generation to go into ministry. I think in the Asian American community, there's a push from the first generation to obviously it's important, but to do well, to be successful, to have a great education, and to have a great job, and sort of take advantage of this American dream. And again, that in and of itself is not a bad thing, but I think sometimes we're not really given that that vision to go into ministry, because oftentimes, as we know, ministry may not be the most lucrative career path, and it may not be the most glorious career path. And so from what I've seen in my generation, I feel like there's that pressure from their parents to go and do something else, and that ministry is actually sometimes discouraged, and so I think that could be something that keeps this generation from living that out, just not having that vision put before them. Also, because of that, then there's a lack of role models, I think. I think that's changing, as you mentioned. I feel like we're starting to see more of our Asian American generation going into ministry. But I know certainly for me, when I was growing up, I really didn't see people that were closer to my age, closer to my generation, that was going, going to seminary, or going, into church planning or pastoring. There just wasn't, there weren't many models, role models for us to kind of look to to go into that. And so I think those are a few things that could keep us from living that potential. But I think that's changing. Like I said, like you mentioned as well, I think we are seeing more people go into ministry, and I think that's going to help the third generation, the next generation, to see that and to also follow that path as well.
That's great. Well, a few people said second generations Asian Americans are, when they're very excited about the Great Commission and ministry, they normally be interested in ministry, but not necessarily for local churches. So the second generations are less committed to local churches. So that's what I heard. So how can second and third generation Asian Americans step up as leaders to serve at local churches?
Yeah, I think this is going to take the part of both the first generation and the second and third generation within a local church. I think the leadership has to come together and create pathways for second and third generation Asian Americans to lead. I think oftentimes in our Asian American churches, the second gen is kind of relegated to only, working with like areas that maybe don't seem as important, or the roles aren't as large. And so I think it has to start from the top. I think it has to start from the pastor seeing the second and third generation as viable leaders, as important leaders in their church, and then creating, giving them opportunities to lead alongside, not under. Mm-hmm. I think that's very, very key. And also, for the second and third generation to be able to respect the first gen and not just see them as old or something of the past, and that they don't understand, they don't know how to do ministry in today's era or whatever, but that to see them as more as people that have wisdom and people that can mentor them and can help them in leadership development and things like that. But I certainly think there has to be a mutual respect and a mutual vision from both generations, and I think once you have that, the potential is limitless in terms of what they can do, starting new ministry, helping out with outreach, youth ministry, things like that. So
yeah, that's great. That's good words. How can majority and minority help one another, help each other to accomplish God-given task?
This is a great question, and something that is really, really that I'm also passionate about. It's kind of bridging this gap between majority church and minority churches. I firmly believe that we need one another. I think that for the body of Christ to function at its fullest capacity and to glorify God the most, that it has to be unified. That's why. In the last episode, I talked a lot about the importance of networking and partnership. I think both have something to bring to the table to accomplish God's work. For the majority churches, oftentimes they have some of the resources that may be lacking in minority churches. They have perhaps some of the structures that could facilitate more ministry. The minority church oftentimes can bring a sense of just kind of true community and deep fellowship that you see in sometimes smaller churches, and also just a different perspective on what Christianity is, from a global perspective. I think, for example, of minority pastors or churches that perhaps have had experience with maybe persecution in their home country, or they just have more of a global mind about what's happening around the world in global Christianity. And I think that's a voice that needs to be heard. I think that majority and minority churches, pastors, I think it'd be great for them to have a mutual mentorship kind of, a relationship. I imagine if a majority church pastor and a minority church pastor could walk in relationship with one another, not where the majority pastor is only the one pouring into, but also receiving from the minority pastor as well. Yeah, I think it's important, and I think there has to be a mutual relationship where they are not only learning from one another, but are able to benefit one another's ministry.
Mm. Yeah, that's great. Now, what is the best church model or example for discipling Asian Americans for multiplying disciple makers?
I mean, this is a great question. I thought about it, and I don't have an answer. And maybe it's because I'm not as connected with what else is going on in Asian American ministry. Mm-hmm. I think this is something that we are working on. I think that in the next, 5 to 10 years, this answer is going to be a little bit clearer. I think there are a lot of people who are trying to, they're experimenting with what this model is. And I think it's going to emerge here in the next 5 to 10 years. But certainly I think that model, that particular model, would have to include, ministering to bicultural people. So that's going to have to be something that I think is going to be, primarily in English, but at the same time, embracing their cultural identity. I haven't seen one, but I think people are working on it and trying different things. Perhaps something, that's focused on second gen, but also somehow reaching the first gen, through small groups or home fellowships or, whatever else. Now that seems like it's, for the ethnic church, that's sort of a backwards look. I think, in the past, the ethnic church has been focused on the first gen. Mm-hmm. And then if you have extra time and resources, then work on the second gen. Mm-hmm. But I think what we're going to see emerging in this generation is kind of flipped upside down, where we're going to focus on the second gen and reaching them, with English, but not neglecting their cultural heritage. And so reaching their families through them. So that's sort of the model that we're trying. I think there are a few others who are trying that as well. And so we'll see, brother. We'll see in the next generation what that model would be.
Yeah, definitely. That's good. I'd love to brainstorm with you, and I just pray that God would give us wisdom to really work on this model, to really help our Asian American brothers and sisters to grow mm-hmm. in Christ. Yeah. What are some unique needs of Laotian Americans or Asian Americans you see, and how can they be met?
Yeah. Just for clarification on this question, are you asking about Lao or Asian Americans in general, or the church?
Let's start with the Lao Americans in general, like spiritual needs.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, for the Lao American community, excuse me, for the Lao American community, we have been in the U.S. for just a little over 40 years now, so we're coming upon, third generation, and yet the majority of the Lao American community is still not followers of Christ, and so I think there is still a need for evangelism, for outreach, for church planting among the Lao American community. A very small percentage of them are in church or following Christ. And so that's still a great need. A lot of them, during the early years, came through the doors of the church as they received help with resettlement and things like that. But many of them have since, left. And so I think there's a need to reach both the first and the second generation Lao American still 40 years later. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw the Pew Research statistics that was saying that the first generation, if they're coming from different religious background, there's a greater chance while they're here in the United States, there's a great chance for them to hear the gospel and they can come to Christ. But statistically, the second generations are more receptive to the gospel than the first generation. Do you think it's the similar case among Laotian Americans?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think, you know, the second generation, as they become more assimilated into American culture, they're more open to new ideas. They are more likely to have friends who are Christians, more likely to be involved in Christian activities, you know, through the invitation of their friends. And so I definitely see that as true, that they are more open, and particularly the generation that's starting to have kids and they're starting to have, you know, they're starting a family. I think a lot of them are starting to be interested or at least curious in church and what church has to offer. And so I know I'm hearing that within my own generation as well. I'm starting to get more and more questions from people that I grew up with that didn't go to church, but now, you know, in their 30s and 40s are having questions about Christianity and have showing some interest in church. So I think the harvest is definitely ripe for the second gen. And so that's why I think it's important for the Lao church to think through what it looks like to reach the second gen and to plant second gen ministries and churches.
Great. So my last question for you is your own future plan. So what is your future plan for the next 5 to 10 years down the road?
It's a great question. The short answer is only the Lord knows.
Yes. Amen.
And but you know, Lord willing, I will, you know, be involved in ministry of church planting. That will involve training leaders. And also, you know, cross-cultural church planning and reaching the second and the third generation. That's my heart. That's my passion. I pray that the Lord will keep me in that. So I plan on doing what I'm doing and just kind of continuing in that and wanting to be faithful in that and wanting to see, more and more, people reach with the gospel that don't have it in their community. And so
That's great. Well, thank you, Thai. Thank you so much for sharing your passion and your vision. Listeners, if you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thanks so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.